And we are in NAIDOC Week. It's the week that we get to have so many great events going on around Sydney to celebrate the culture and history of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. And you can head along to a whole bunch of events that are on this week. I've been checking them all out up at naidoc.org.au. And you can jump on there as well, have a look what's coming up for the next rest of the week. You can go to the NCIE in Redfern on Friday for their annual Inner City Culture and Sports Day. Or you could get down to the screening of the classic film Jetta at the MCA tomorrow at lunch. Time, but coming up on this Sunday, if you're into music, there's a great NAIDOC themed block party going on at the Lansdowne Pub, and the one and only Nookie has set up an amazing lineup, and he's joining us on the line right now. G'day, Nook.
Hey, Russ.
Good to chat to you on 2SER. It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man, but yeah, good to have you on.
NAIDOC Week this year is themed Because of Her We Can. It's a really interesting subject, and we've seen so many great stories of Aboriginal women and Torres Strait Islander women around the country who have made a difference in their culture and to their families and to the people around them. What's the story you've got of an important woman in your life?
Oh, man, like my mother, my nan, my auntie Maz, my auntie Terry, second mothers to me, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Been there for me my whole life, you know. Helped me on my music career, took me to gigs and things like that. Just always showed the support. But
yeah.
Mum especially cooked me mad feeds when I was younger, so shout out to mums.
Oh, that's
but yeah, man.
And the week itself, you know, obviously we try and, especially here and everyone around the country should be celebrating Aboriginal culture all year round, but this is a week to sort of focus on it and to really, you know, bring it out into the open and get everyone involved. What does it mean to you and how involved have you been this week?
Yeah, 100%, brother. I'll tell you what, I've been very involved this week. I've already hit 2 morning teas, 2 lunches. Had a game of touch footy today. Now a week touch football competition out Minnow. But yeah, 100%. Look, for me, every week's NAIDOC Week for me, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, like to have like a dedicated week to celebrating black excellence and, you know, the feats my people have achieved over the years is, yeah, solid for us. But yeah, for me, every week NAIDOC Week.
Yeah, for sure.
Except I don't get the free morning teas every week.
But, yeah. Why not? Now, you've chipped in amazingly as part of NAIDOC Week to organise an event this Sunday, starting up in the afternoon, going into the evening. It's on down at the Lansdowne on a Sunday, and you've got an exciting lineup of artists in there. Can you tell us who you've got?
Yeah, man. So I've got like a bunch of young blood coming through, and, you know, like I really wanted to make, you know, stick with the theme of NAIDOC this year, and there's more women on the lineup than men.
Right.
But, yeah, all the young blood, so there's got Rebecca Hatch, crazy talent. Yeah. Kobe D, he's a new rapper coming up through the ranks. So he dropped a song a few weeks back, so he'll be doing his thing. Makasha, another crazy singer. Got Dobby, another one that's been climbing the ranks in the local hip-hop scene. He's been killing it lately.
Sure is. You can hear him on FBI as well.
Nawana.
Yep.
Yeah, another one, like, keep an eye out for her. Crazy talent. She'll be a bad apple soon.
right.
Yeah, she's that good. We got Kyra Benton, mad singer from around the Mascot, Maroubra, Lexington area. Sunboy. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Redfern boy. When I first moved to Redfern, I heard this song called Flowers and Trees, and that was Sunboy song, and it's been one of my favorite songs since. So we got Sunny there, but yeah, it's gonna be a mad night, man.
What an awesome lineup, and like we say, exciting young talent from around the local area. I caught Rebecca Hatch. I've seen her live a few times, but she played at this rugby league game. She did the anthem, the national anthem in English in language, and it was fantastic to see it on TV singing both forms of the game. And I saw so many great comments about it too. It was really great to see her on TV singing that.
Yeah, she's solid, man. She's really, you know, she's got a big future ahead of her, that's for sure.
Yeah, I reckon too. So get on down and see that. Speaking specifically about Indigenous music, you've just mentioned a whole bunch of great artists you've got around the place, but what's the most exciting thing for you this year that you've seen that you're you know, really pumped about?
Oh, man, there's so many things, Ayla. Can't go past Kobe D.
Yep.
There's another young dude coming up through the ranks, like, you'll know about him very soon. His name's Leroy, young Waterloo Redfern boy. He's crazy talent.
Sweet.
Lil is doing their thing, coming up through the scene. you know, Tasman just dropped his project that I produced on.
Oh, I played that last week, Mypalopolis. What a great track that is.
Yeah, man. So that's, yeah, I produced that joint for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we actually done that when we done the Change the Date song.
That's right.
It might have been 2 years ago now, but yeah. So we worked on that, and we've been chipping away at it, and finally came out.
That's right. If you haven't seen it, just look up NITV Change the Date song, and you'll see this amazing 360-degree video that was done with a whole bunch of amazing artists. Geez, that was 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
A winding back.
So we've been chipping away at Tasman's project for a little while, but yeah.
Sweet.
More to come.
All right, well, the show is going to be hosted by Ren and Frank from Koori Radio and the Indige Hip Hop Show. It's only $10, so super cheap, and get on down there. It starts at 5 o'clock on Sunday down at Lansdowne. Are you going to jump up again at all, Lookie?
Yeah, I might have a muck around. Yeah, dust a bit rusty, so get up there and dust it off.
Oh, rad. Oh, it'll be awesome, my man. I'm going to see you down there. You've also got some shirts to be sold. Tell us about these shirts that you've got selling out.
Oh, yeah, so I've done a run of merch for, it was for NAIDOC Week specifically, so, you know, you see the one that gets around a lot, that White Australia has a black history. I was like, oh, you know,
yeah,
we do have a black history, but the future's going to be black too, so I just flipped it up and, yeah, made it so Australia has a black future. Got a track coming out with that very soon.
Nice.
Yeah, some new music on the way.
Sweet, man. Soon. I was going to ask you that, but, you know, I know you've been busy producing and doing other stuff, but no, it's great to see you got some new stuff coming too.
Yeah. So, got my stuff coming. Been working on a few little bits and pieces here and there, the Tasman's thing, the new Katie Baker song. I have my hands on that. Some stuff with Lila. Some stuff in the works, but
you don't stop, man. You don't stop.
My stuff. I've been working on my stuff on the side too. So
sweet.
This is the next one's going to be out very soon. I can't give away dates, but like real quick, and then the next one after that won't be long.
Cool, man. Well, we always look forward to new Nookie stuff here at 2SER. We're going to give it a spin at some point. We're going to play a track from Rebecca Hatch right now. You can see her, as well as all the other great artists, down at the NAIDOC Block Party down at Lansdowne from 5 o'clock on Sunday. Hey, Nookie, thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Easy. Cheers for the arm, Russ.
No worries. We'll catch you soon.